I'm excited to be back this morning. I'm thinking about being gone. It made me think of the old story about a preacher that got up one Sunday morning and he's just like, I'm just not feeling it. I don't really want to go to church, but I can't just call and just tell him, I don't want to come to church. So I got to think of something. And so he decided, well, I'm just going to call the head deacon and I'm just going to fake being sick. And so he calls him and he puts on his best, sick voice. And he tells him, I'm just not going to be able to be there today. And of course, the head deacon was like, no problem, pastor. You stay home, get well. We're going to pray for you. We got you covered. And in the meantime, after they hung up, the preacher got to thinking, you know what I'd really like to do today is go play some golf. And so there were some angels watching. And they ran to God and they're like, did you see him? He's skipping church today to play golf. And what should we do? And God thought about it a minute and he goes, let's give him a hole in one on every hole. And all the angels said, what in the world? That's not a punishment. That's a gift. He said, oh no, think about it. He'll never be able to tell a soul. So luckily I'm not a golfer, so we're good. I want to share just a standalone message with you. I want us to look at a passage of scripture that I think is probably one of my favorite passages in the Bible because of its simplicity. Every day that you and I are living, we're always thinking about our next step. Like, what am I going to do next? How do I figure out what to do about finances? What do I do about my job? What do I do about this family situation I have? What am I going to do? And so we're constantly making decisions because we know we can't stay where we are. We know we have to make choices to move us forward, to move our family forward, to move our businesses forward, our jobs, our spirituality. We have to decide daily about things like that. So the passage I want us to look at for a minute this morning is Psalm chapter 37. It says this, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Now, I don't know about you, but there are some places I just don't like to go. I mean, the GPS is my favorite thing in the world. It was the greatest invention since the Bible, all right? I mean, sometimes I get sick of her telling me what to do all the time, but I just have to say, you know, stop being mean to me, lady. I know I missed my turn. But I love the GPS. And there are other places that you go and you don't get to make choices either. One of those places is IKEA. Now listen, I'm all for the Swedish meatballs. If you've never been, you owe it to yourself to go eat a 75-cent meal one day, all right? It's very cheap. But here's the problem. If you go to IKEA, they have, I believe it's an escalator. And once you get up the escalator, then the only thing you can do to get out of the building is follow the arrows. You're in an assembly line and you can't, you're like, I want to go. And they're like, follow the arrows. And you find a worker and you say, what's the quickest way out? And they say, follow the arrows. There is no way out except to follow the arrows. Now I know some of you love IKEA. You like to stop at these fake little living rooms and fake little kitchens and all that stuff. And you just love thinking about what this would look like in your house. And I'm just like, give me the next arrow, doggone it. I'm ready to be out of here. All right. And to me, it's more like a haunted house, which I think life, I'd rather be in a haunted house. At least something jumps out at you every now and then. I think living life is kind of that way sometimes. We feel like life is one long haunted house. Like there's stuff just jumping out at us. We're like, whoo, we finally got that paid off. We get some relief and look, things are going to look better. And then boom, something else jumps out. Like I didn't need another ghost or goblin on this one. I was fine just walking through the dark for a minute. But we're always looking to the end of that haunted house. We're always looking to the light that's around the door that lets you out into the sunshine. And you can see it down there, but you got to get from here to there, and you hopefully make some good decisions along the way. I think this is what this passage is telling us about. Life is full of struggles and problems, and it's really telling us about two things, steps and falls. All along through life, there are steps, and then there are falls. There are moments when we are just stepping in the right direction and things are going, and then there's that moment when we just fall on our face and we don't know what to do with it. So I want to sort of see if we can summarize this little passage in three statements. Here's the first one. God orders every step when we seek Him first. God orders every step. The steps of a good man, a godly man, godly woman, are ordered by the Lord. Happy steps and sad steps, easy steps and difficult steps, positive steps and what we think of as negative steps are ordered by the Lord. Now, first of all, let's make sure, don't put the decisions we made when we were not following God on God's tab. You know, God didn't buy those appetizers, all right? We just did that on our own. When we're following God, then He is guiding our steps. When we're not following God, when we're following our desire, our will, all those decisions are on us. We made those choices. But this word ordered, it's really a strong word. It means to establish something so it has a strong foundation. That God will make your steps a strong foundation. Now, the only time you build a foundation is if you're going to use that building for a long time. You know, some of you like to go camping. You don't say, beep, 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 bring in the concrete truck and we're going to pour a foundation for my tent this weekend. That would be crazy. It'd be nice sometimes on those rainy days, but it'd be crazy. Why? Because Sunday night, you're packing up and going home. You would never invest that into something that is that temporary. And so the scripture here is telling us that God is ordering our steps. He's building a foundation under every step that we take. He is ordering our steps. He is taking us somewhere. He is doing something in our life. It's not always something we want Him to do. It's not always something we want. Sometimes it's stuff that we don't want Him to do. You know, I heard an old man say to a kid with big feet one time, "You got a good foundation." And I think God wants us to have a good foundation. Some of us are kind of teeter-tottering our way through life. We're following God part of the time, part of the time. We're not. The Bible calls that, the Bible's very stern with that. It calls it being a double-minded man. This is a double-minded man, a guy that's following God one day and himself the next day. He's just unstable. You just can't trust him. You can't trust his decisions. But the person who says, my goal, my plan in life is to have the kind of foundation where I will be here for a long time, that my life is going to be strong and secure no matter what the waves are, no matter how big the winds are, no matter what's going on, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be like an oak tree planted by the water. I'm going to be that person because God's going to help me. Proverbs 16 and 9 says this, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." You've heard it before. The best way to make God laugh is to tell Him what your plans are. And He's like, yeah, that's good. Now, He wants us to plan. The Bible tells us to plan. It's important to plan. It's also important to let God guide those plans along the way. Because sometimes He's got something better for us. Sometimes He's got something that we never dreamed of before. He's taking us on this journey so we can make our plans, but God's going to determine our steps. Proverbs 3 and 6 says this, "Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." Let me just slow down a minute. How many of us have been at a place where there's a Y in the road, and we're just, I don't know which way to go. Is it this one? Is it that one? Is it this one? Is it that one? Is it this one? Is it that one? And we sit there for a prolonged period of time just wondering which way is going to be best. And we weigh it out. You know, we do the pros and cons on the legal page. You know, if I go this way, this is the pros and this is the cons. If I go this way, here's what can happen. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. No matter what the decision is, when I seek His will, when I put Him first, God not only directs our steps, He also determines our steps. He orders our steps. He ordains our steps. God ordains our steps in this journey. He's taking us somewhere. It includes when we're lying down and when we're getting up and we're going to work and when we're going home and we're buying and when we're selling. And no matter what we're doing, He's guiding our steps. There are, listen, If you don't get anything else, get this today. There are no accidents with God. You didn't end up in a place that God is surprised about. When we're praying, we're like, God, I got all these problems, and we describe them in detail. This is where I am. And he's like, I know. I'm there too. He's like, you took me down this dead end too. I had other things going on, but here we are, buddy. Nothing ever happens to a child of God by luck or chance. God is very determined to get you where you need to be. He is working in our lives. Now, it's when we start choosing our own will that we end up at dead ends. When we choose His will and His plan, when our heart is for Him, when our heart is for Him, He gets us where we're supposed to go. No circumstances, whether good or bad, can come to us apart from God's determined purpose for our lives. No matter what's going on. All of us wonder what the next day is going to be, what the next month is going to be, the next year is going to be. We especially at the end of the year, we're thinking, boy, I hope this year's better than last year. And we worry about it. And listen, I've researched, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. A little more of the same stuff that's been going on is going to happen next year. You're going to have some wins and some losses. You're going to have some sickness and some wellness. There's going to be problems along the way, and there's going to be great blessings along the way. This is what life looks like. And for most of us, we think that if we could check off all the boxes of the problems that we're facing today, then our life would just be perfect and it'd be great all of a sudden. Let me just tell you something. It's not going to happen. It would be great if we could just say, if I can just get my kids raised and they're productive citizens. And if I can just get some money in the bank. And if I could just retire. And then when you retire, something else bad happens. Life is full of problems. But the beautiful part of this is that God is on the journey with us. That God is going on this journey. That He is ordering our steps. He's building a foundation under every step as we go. He doesn't want us tossed by the circumstances and the storms of life. He wants us strong. He wants us steady. He doesn't want us washed away and having to fight to get back every day. He wants to ordain our step. He is in charge of the details of your life. He knows the next job you're going to have right now, and you don't even know you're going to have a next job. He knows where the next check is coming from and how much money you're going to need and when you're going to need prayer for your health. He knows all that stuff already. And life is full of scary stuff. We got to keep our eye on the light around the door at the end of the tunnel, because that's where He is. Life feels like a haunted house sometimes, but we're focused on Him, not the things that are jumping out at us as we're going through. Focused on Him. Here's the second thing I want us to get from this passage. God promises that when we fall, we will not be utterly cast down. Now, that is not language we would use in Texas in 2023. If I said to you, you might fall, but you will not be utterly cast down. If we're eating at Popeye's Chicken this afternoon, you're going to be like, bro, you should be in a Shakespeare class somewhere. This is not, I don't even know what you just said. I don't even know what we're talking about. Look at what the Bible says. Psalm 37, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Though he fall. That word though means when. So it's saying when he falls. So the Lord delights in his way. He delights in our way. When you fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. When we fall, God's not going to let us be utterly cast down. When you fall. Not if you fall. I'm going to sit here for a minute until I think you got it. Not if you fall, not if you fail, when you fall, and when you fail. All right? Now this is important. I want you to feel what this means. If I say to you today, when I give you $1 million, you're like, I didn't know he had that much money, but I'm in. That's something very different than if I said, if I were to give you $1 million. You see what I'm saying? It's a virtual certainty when it's coming. If is a maybe. So every one of us is going to fall down. So God's going to guide our steps. He's going to ordain our steps. He's going to take us where we need to go. But he also knows that he's talking to a bunch of humans. He's talking to a bunch of fallen, messed up people. So he says, hey, when you fall, you are not going to be utterly cast down. Now, David is writing this, and David was king, and just look him up later. Just did all kinds of amazing stuff. The Bible called him a man after God's own heart, and yet he had some of the biggest failures in history. I mean, he had an affair, and to cover up the affair, he killed her husband. And the Bible said he's a man after God's own heart. Now, God never approved of that behavior, but he's like, David, I know you have a heart for me. I know you want to get back to me, because when that happened, there's a whole chapter in the Bible where David is just repenting. He's just repenting of his sin, saying, God, I just messed up, and I need you to forgive me and wash me and make me clean, and please take me back. And so David is a man that knows what it means to fall. No one is ready when temptation and trials come without God's help. We're going to need his help every single time. Godly people can make some wrong choices from time to time. People that have a heart for God make a bad choice. Proverbs 24:16 says this. This is a powerful passage of Scripture. For a righteous man falls 7 times and rises again. But the wicked stumble in time of disaster and collapse. Here's what he said. You're going to fall down, righteous man, righteous woman. That's not the thing that defines you as a righteous or unrighteous man or woman. The thing that defines you as a righteous man is when you say, I'm getting up again. I'm not going to sit here and wallow in this. I'm getting up. It says, yeah, amen. A righteous man falls 7 times. That's embarrassing to fall 7 times. I mean, 1 time is bad enough. You're just like, I just want to die right here on the floor in front of everybody. Get up, try again, boom, right on your face 1 more time. 3, 4, 5. He's saying, look, it's going to happen. So he says, God is not defining us by whether we fall or not. God is defining us by whether we trust his grace and seek his face. He wants to work in our lives. We're not the people who never fall. We're the people who know how to get back up. We're the people that know how to get back up and follow God. Now watch. He tells us in this passage, look, you're not going to be utterly cast down. So I want you to get this picture. If we're on the side of a mountain somewhere, and down there is a valley, way down at the bottom, is deep valley. And I'm going along being my clumsy self. And I trip. And I fall. And I land. I would lay down, but it's hard to get back up these days. All right. And I land right here on the edge. And I'm looking over. That's falling. But in the Hebrew, in the language of the Old Testament, if I trip and fall off the cliff to the bottom, that's being utterly cast down. It's the picture of being thrown into a pit. And he says to us, look, you're going to fall, but you're not going to fall off the cliff and die. You're just going to fall up here and scratch your knees, and I'm going to help you get back up. Amen. What happens when we fall defines us. Do I get back up? Do I trust the grace of God? I've had people say to me, yeah, but I messed up again. I don't know if God can forgive me. I'm like, listen, if you're in a battle with God, God's going to win. He's already told you that his grace is sufficient. I think you ought to quit sparring with God and just trust him for a minute. Amen. That if he tells you, you're going to fall, but you're going to get back up, trust him that you're going to get back up. Now, you're going to need some help from time to time, but you're not going to be utterly cast down. You're just going to fall. When you fall, you're going to need some help along the way. You're going to need some people along the way. You're going to need some encouragement along the way. We're going to face all kinds of desperate consequences and circumstances in our life. But God will not allow us to be utterly destroyed. Nothing can happen that will sever our relationship with God. Let's get that one again. Nothing will happen in your life if you are seeking God. Nothing is going to happen in your life that will sever your relationship from God. He's not going to say, well, you fell down five times. I don't know if I can trust you. I don't know if I can take you back. Look at what it says. Let's go to the next scripture. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Now watch this. For the Lord holds him with his hand. Think of a father walking with a son. He's just walking along. There's two ways. There's two ways that a father and son can hold hands. The son can reach up and hold on to his daddy's hand. He can reach up and just be holding on and walking through the store or the ball field or next to a cliff. And if the son is holding on to the dad's hand, when he trips and falls, he's going to let go because he's going to try to stop himself from falling. The other way to hold hands between a father and a son is if the father grasps the son's hand. And no matter what the little boy does, he is never falling again. He will never be utterly cast down. He can't fall off because he's safely in the grasp of the Father's hand. That's exactly what the scripture says. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. You see, we're not holding on to God's hand this morning. He's holding on to ours. When we mess up, he's faithful. He's not going to let go, which leads us to number three. God takes pleasure in our journey to walk in holiness. God takes pleasure in our journey. He loves seeing us grow. The middle, we're going to jump back to the middle of our passage this morning. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. He, capital He, being God, delights in his way, being you and me. God delights in our way. He delights in our journey. He cares about our, he takes joy in our journey. If a father and a mother are teaching their little baby girl to walk, she starts by laying down, then she rolls over one day. And then sometime along the journey, she starts crawling. She's into everything. And then it gets worse. She starts standing up beside the couch. And with every one of those movements forward, that mom and dad, they're just proud. And then that baby has learned to stand up beside the chair or the couch. And then it decides one day, I want to go to the other side of the room, and scooting and crawling is just not going to get it done. So they let go and they start walking, trying to walk, attempting to walk across the living room floor. And what do? They fall down. Nobody in the human race has ever learned to walk without falling down first. That's important. Nobody has ever just said, I got it, watch this, and start walking and never has happened. Everybody falls along the journey, and God delights in it. When you, a wise mother and father will let that child fall sometimes. Now, they're not going to take them out on a gravel parking lot and teach them to fall. All right, they're going to do it on the carpet in the living room. They're going to be there. But they're going to have to let that child learn. And God delights in it when he watches us learn to take our next step. And when we fall and we get back up. Our Father delights in our journey. He cares about our journey along this way. I want to finish with three simple statements. We're going to try to sum this up. It goes like this. Our struggles are necessary. I don't like that one at all. I wish there was never a struggle, but our struggles are necessary, so we got to fight on. Our Father has not forgotten us, so we hang on. Our future is assured, so we walk on. He's with us on this journey. We just got to keep fighting. We got to hang on. We got to keep walking on this journey. God has something for us down the road. He is working in our lives. Maybe you're facing a situation this morning that is difficult. Come on to the piano and everybody. Remember this, God does not give you strength in advance. God does not give you strength in advance. Most of us want to be strong enough to handle the problems that are going to happen next year. If I can just got to get enough money and just be strong enough and do this and figure it out and plan ahead. And God does not give us that ahead of time. He gives us what we need for the day and for the moment. He gives us what we need in the moment. Not what we need next week. What we need today. What are you facing today? This one moment today. God's not going to give you the strength for the next 5 years. He's going to help you for today. So if you're looking for the next step, if you're tired of your sin, run to Jesus. If you want a new start, run to Jesus. If you feel like a failure, run to Jesus. If you fear the future, run to Jesus. If you need hope and encouragement, run to Jesus. No matter what the challenge is, we run to Jesus. This song, the band's going to come, is going to sing this with us, this song that we just sang a few minutes ago. I want you to stand with me. This song is so powerful to me. God wants us not to just seek His hands, but to seek His face, to do this according to His will. He wants us to seek Him. So I want us to sing this song together.
Nothing else, Jesus. Nothing else.
Prayer in just a second. And it's going to go like this. Lord, I've been trying to figure it out. I've been trying to do it under my own power. I've been trying to pay my own way. I've been thinking this is about me. I forgot that this is about you. Help me to get back on track. Help me to put you first. Help me to quit spending so much energy on all the other things that are not going to get me where you want me to be, and help me to focus on you and use the resources and the energy you've already given me and trust you for the peace in the moment. If you don't know Jesus, this is your moment to run to him. Confess your sins, surrender your heart to him, believe in him as a Savior, and let this day be your starting point with God. Let's pray right now. Father, we thank you so much for all of your blessings. We thank you, God. We honor you right now, Lord, for all the good things in our life. Lord, I just right now just speak peace over every person who finds themselves in a lifestyle of striving and trying and pushing. I pray, Lord, that you would remind them that it's not complicated. Remind me, remind us all, that this is not complicated, that the goal, Lord, is to seek you first above everything else, and all this other stuff will be added to us. Help us, God, to make sure our priorities are right and just surrender to you and trust you. And God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for what's coming, and we're going to trust you for our future. We're going to, God, we just want to give it all to you from this point forward, and we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give him some praise, everybody. Amen. 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 Life is not a haunted house, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. All right? Trust him. Trust him along the journey. Give one person a high five. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for being here today.